This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
On, I can't hear myself. Oh, wait, there's a button there I got to turn. Oh, now I can
volume control.
Now I can hear myself. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been here.
Yeah, I know. We've
and
been
I'm,
a long time.
I'm barely here today.
That bad, huh?
Well, yeah, it's bad. But you know what?
Because you've been busy.
Very busy. Very busy. We were at Martin's in Westminster yesterday, and it was pretty cool. We had two of our directors there, our buddy Josh, who's from Montgomery County, and Dave was there from Baltimore County, and Bill Miles was there, and his wife. We were setting up the room. Robin, of course, was there and setting up the room, getting the paperwork all in order, you know, getting everything. But I got to give a lot of credit to Robin. When you come in today, Chris,
okay,
you'll get an envelope.
Okay.
Have your name on it. And for everybody that shows up today, she's got an envelope with their tickets, their early birds. If they got Raven Crossbow tickets, you know, late and didn't get them mailed out, then she'll have those in there. Yeah, I mean, she spent all day Thursday, literally, wow. All day, all night, getting the envelopes ready for everybody that shows up. So,
all right, now, in case somebody's just tuning in for the first time, what is it that we're talking about?
Well, I was getting to that.
I'm awake.
Well, you know, I'm in dinner benefit mode. The dinner and the benefit from the Maryland Hunting Coalition is today.
Okay.
And it's in Westminster at Martin's. And if anybody's listening would like to show up, you know, if you can let us know ahead of time, that's fine. But we'll be ready for you if you decide you just want to walk in the door. There are a couple seats available. I mean, you know, the folks at Martin have been fantastic. This is our fifth event there in 5 years. And, you know, Bob and the crew, they just bend over backwards to accommodate you. You know, first year I walked in, I said, "This is a Maryland Hunting Coalition." "Oh, okay." I said, "It's a Maryland event. Can I get different colored tablecloths?" What do you mean? I said, "I want the room to look cool." I said, "Red, gold, black, and white tablecloths. Can you do that?" "Well, yeah." So they got the room all, you know, color coordinated and that type of thing. And just working with them has been, Bob Lazarus has been terrific. But anyway, the event is from noon to 5 today. And we set the room up yesterday. Of course, we've been chasing donations, and you know, you ask somebody, and they said, "Sure, we'll give you a gun or whatever they'll give us." That's fine. So you know, we don't ask them to send them to us. We just say, "We'll be there." And you walk in, they'll go, "What do you want?" And you go, "What I want, and what I, you know, I'm a beggar, you know, not a chooser." One of those deals. And people are very generous. So we've got a large collection of crossbows and trips. We've got some. Chris?
Yes, sir.
If you want to go waterfowl hunting next year, we've got three top-notch waterfowl trips. One in southern Maryland on the Patuxent. One in which could be geese, ducks, or sea ducks.
Okay.
We've got a specific canvasback duck hunt, and they will meet you where the birds are working. So they keep these guys, and I'm talking about either Western Shore or Eastern Shore, they've got blind sights all over the place, and they say, "Okay, we're going to, you know, Anne Arundel County today. That's where we're seeing the birds. Or we're going to, you know, Talbot County, Dorchester, wherever the birds are.
That's where they'll take
you. In abundance, that's where they'll take you. Yeah, that's a pretty cool trip. And then we got one of the most highly regarded guides on Maryland's eastern shore, a fellow by the name of Kirby Bryan. He's got a waterfowl hunt for four. So that's four. We've got a deer hunt. Listen to this. These are hunts and hunting and fishing trips that are going to be on the live auction, okay? We've got a deer hunt in Dorchester County. There are both sika deer and white-tailed deer on the property. The hunt is for two hunters. The stands are in place, okay? And Beth Hill donated that. It's on private property, and it's for a whole day. And this is the unusual part. Usually it's bow season or something. This is during firearm season.
Wow.
Yeah, that adds like way more value right there. So, and then the two fishing trips, one is on the Upper Bay with Captain Bobby Bramble aboard Bucktails, and that's for six. And one is on the Lower Bay, which is Brian Elder. And Brian has donated a trip the last 5 years, and it's always been popular. So we're very happy for the trips. We're very happy for the donations, and it's going to be a great, great event. There's going to be there's a dove hunt. There's a Argentina hunt. If anybody wants to go to Argentina, it's for five hunters for 4 days. I mean, getting there is half the fun, but what a deal.
Mm-hmm.
What a deal.
I'd go just for the trip.
Oh, yeah. Well, why not? Why not? You know, Argentina has some great duck and dove wing shooting. It's got, there's red stag. There's, what else is in Argentina? Some kind of big buffalo that you can hunt. So it's all good. And I'm sorry if I sound a little tired. I sound a little tired because there's a reason it's been going. So, Sparky's listening. She said red, black, and gold are Maryland colors, not white. Well, there are. We got to mix some white tablecloths in just for contrast.
Exactly. Contrast.
Yeah. And they have more white than anything. Morning, Chuck. Everybody's checking in. Morning, John. So, all right. I'll get rolling here shortly. I haven't had any coffee yet, so.
Plus, the thing is, too, you were only a lot closer to the station than you have been over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 20 minutes versus 2.5 hours or something
like
that?
Well, it's an hour and a half, yeah, on Saturday morning. Yeah, we stayed up last night. Thank you, Dave and Jenny. We had a wonderful dinner last night with one of our directors, Dave Levitt, and great dinner, great conversation. Traded war stories, and the ladies listened to the hunting stories between Dave and I, and they had their own. They contributed their own stuff, so it's pretty cool. What I could really use would be a phone call, and it doesn't have to be anything about anything other than just call in and say hi. You know what we ought to do the first 15 minutes of the show?
What?
We ought to have a segment called Wake Up Call, where people call in and
say hello, up, and this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, and then aggravate me in some way.
That'll get you up.
Put something out there controversial.
Yeah, put that wild hair there.
Yeah, what they say, yank your chain a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, we call it the chain yank hour, 15 minutes or whatever it is.
Alan's wake-up call.
Yeah, Alan's wake-up call. I like that. Who's going to do it? 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680. Robin's listening. She's back in the room. I'll tell you what. She's worked harder than me on this deal, so. And Chuck's up, apparently. So he was there yesterday helping out, you know, making sure he had all his tickets in place and checking out the merchandise. Good morning, John. Oh, I'm glad you got the tickets. Thank you. We hope that everything's going to go well, too. Everything's safe. Run smoothly. Yes, that is true. We know who's in charge. No question. Ah, Lincoln in Oxford. Good morning, Lincoln. How are you?
Out to the yellow perch run this year. I mean, normally when the spring peepers are out, yellow perch running, I've hit the upper chop tank, I've hit creeks in Anne Arundel County. I've not gotten one yellow perch. And normally I tear them up. Unless it's maybe too much rain or, but, I mean, I know this time of year they run, you know, they spawn.
Right. Well, they're going to spawn anyway. That's based on the length of the days, and that's what triggers the spawn. Okay. Whether that spawn is successful, that's what takes, and that's the weather, that's the rain, that's the water temperature, okay, and so forth. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'm just curious.
Yeah, it has not been. They're going to spawn, and they've spawned. We saw the other day. I read last week. Magothy spawn was dynamite with the observers down there on the Magothy River. Watchers. But
I didn't hit the Magothy this year.
Well, they were there. In abundance.
I have to try that then.
Yep, but I would suggest they're probably done. I mean, you'll catch some, but I would say be ready for the white perch. But this rain, I mean, I was watching some of the creeks yesterday, and it looked like coffee with cream in it, you know, flowing down through the stream and so forth.
I went over the Bay Bridge yesterday. I mean, you could see the sediment, the different colors.
Different colors. Of course.
Yeah. One part would be sandy brown, then you'd see the green. And mm-hmm. It was all mixed in, like, you know, milk or something.
And yeah, it's the sediment thing is, you know, that's been an ongoing battle forever. Will they ever solve it? Who knows? I was talking to a crabber the other day. He says, we used to have crabs up here in the Upper Bay, big crabs. And he said, I don't know what happened. I said, well, there's probably a couple things. You know, the sediment would be one. Yeah. You know, big crab, he can burrow out from under that stuff. But if you got a bunch of little crabs in there, I'm not sure. You know, so
right.
Who knows? I think that's part of the problem.
Okay.
Same way with the oysters. There's no oysters in the Upper Bay either, you know. All that stuff.
They're stocking them, you know, they're some independent farms, I understand that.
Well, there are, yeah, those guys have sanctuaries primarily on the eastern shore and primarily in the rivers and coves where they're not affected by that sediment stuff. So, but yeah, it's a tough situation. So.
Okay.
Listen, I appreciate you going out this week. Try for some whites.
Yep, I sure will. All right.
You give us the update. Thanks, man.
Okay.
See you, Lincoln.
Wake up.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye bye. Uncle Stan.
What's wrong, Mr. Allen? You can't get out of bed in the morning?
No, I'm out of bed. That's the problem. If I were still in bed, there wouldn't be a problem.
If you had a little bit of bit more parking space, my grandmother made my coffee. I got a thermos full.
No, man.
It's up there. I swing this big rig in there. I'll give you something to wake you up.
That would do it. I called Chris this morning. I said, I'm in the parking lot. But I'm going to get a convenience store and get a big cup of coffee. So I got my 24-ouncer right here. So we'll see what happens.
Well, if it's the same one I'm thinking of, that's good coffee. That is good coffee.
Yeah, right down the street from here. Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. So
I don't want to mention any names.
Nor do I, you know. There's so many convenience stores out there, and I stop at all of them, you know, and get coffee and so forth. Depends on where I am. And I can't really even tell you which is best. I'm not a coffee snob. You know, when I go in there and I see this coffee is, you know, they describe the coffee and you go, yep, that tastes kind of like coffee. You know, oh, it has a nutty flavor or, you know, it has this and you can finish with a metallic this and a mineral that. What?
And they charge you $5 for that cup of coffee.
Not that. I don't go to that place. No,
I know you don't.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean.
You would have fit right in years ago when we used to hunt in West Virginia and stop at the Go Mart there in town. You really couldn't read the name on the can of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that stuff special?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you take your first sip and you feel that sweat on your brow.
Yeah.
Make sure the safety is on when you hit the
Oh, brow. Yeah.
Because your fingers were moving.
Man, that's good coffee right there, brother.
Well, you know, I mean, I like coffee, and I like, you know, I guess I like the effects of it. I don't know. I just like the taste of it. I drink it all day long. But for somebody to say, hey, here's a little one-ounce cup of an extra shot of caffeine, I'm good, buddy. You can keep that little cup of caffeine. I'm just, I want to ease into it, all right? I don't want to, you know, restart my heart. So,
well, we met, I don't even know if I could say this, many years ago, we had all the energy we needed in our pocket.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. It was short-lived, though, because it was such a trip going coast to coast and seeing America that, you know, it really didn't mean anything. It was more of a, you know, just a natural high to see this country of mine.
That's right. That is right.
Yeah. So. It was like, until it got back to the safety department, and they go, you can't drive 1,800 miles in one shift.
I just did. That's how I got here.
The sun rises, the sun sets, the critters on the side of the road, most of them were, you know.
Most of them were still alive? Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. It blew my mind the first, mountain lion, or cougar, I saw out west, just sitting alongside the highway on an extended boulder near the highway and just got his arms crossed in front of him and just watching traffic go by.
What's wrong with that?
Yep, and snow, thunder, and all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
I still haven't had a chance to slip across the other side. I don't get to the real side of Maryland too often anymore.
I got
one
it.
The original side. Yeah. Well, there's another side too. It's a little further toward the west. But I'm still looking for that place. It's got the big donut out front.
Oh well, when you get down there, they'll be back. They'll be back next week or week after. I'm not sure.
I don't know what's wrong with this phone today. They tell me I'm due for an upgrade on this thing, but it's only for the family. It only costs over $200, so I'm just shagging with this little piece of stuff.
No, I got it.
I can strike it rich driving big rigs or something. You know?
Yeah, you truck drivers have all the money in the world.
Yeah. With everything we've got to go through to do this job.
Oh my gosh,
It's costing us to do it.
One of our directors is in the home building business in Southern Maryland, and whenever you have a chat with the guy, you know, he just continues to tell you every year there's another attack in the General Assembly on what they have to do to keep their homes safe. They, you know, they've been selling homes for, 30 years, and the difference between what you have to do to a home now and what you had to do 30 years ago is tremendous, and it's all environmental stuff, you know. And it's just, he said, you know, the homes we built 30 years ago are doing just fine. They're not, you know, they're not damaging the environment, and the ones we're putting in today, you know.
In the left.
Yeah, what's, so.
I had a large truck just to try to merge in on me, so I'm going to get out of here.
I think you ought to pay attention there, Stan.
Are you going down to the fairgrounds today?
Sir, this is our benefit day. We are going to be ensconced in Westminster.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a Hunting Coalition benefit today. This is it. Our once a year.
Okay.
So we will be all day in Westminster giving away guns and giving away bows and giving away hunting trips and giving away gear and having good food, like, you know, a bull roast and shrimp. Chris,
I got my wires crossed. I should have been listening last week.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah, you should.
I should have written it. I should have wrote it down.
You got it, buddy. But we'll see you. We'll see you when we see you.
Bye, Mr. Allen.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, take care. Stay awake.
All right, I will. You keep the shiny side up. Thanks for the wake-up call.
God, like hell. All right,
see you, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's our benefit, of course. And, we, you know, if you walk in, you'll see Robin, and she'll accept walk-ins. Limited number of seats are available, not many, you know, because we give the head count, then they adapt the room to the head count rather than set up a big room and wait for it's, you know, it's not like a movie that the seats are there waiting for you. We actually try to plan this event. So, But he was talking about the Maryland Sportsman Show. That takes place through this weekend, today and tomorrow, over 40,000 square feet of indoor space, events and seminars, waterfowl calling competition today, and a cornhole contest tomorrow, and much, much more. It's at the Howard County Fairgrounds, which is just off exit 80, right there on Interstate 70. And you'll be able to see 100 different vendors and meet them, meet the businesses and meet the guides and outfitters and enjoy that kind of company. Clubs and organizations and campers and boats, marinas and guns and safes and all that kind of stuff, all there at the Maryland Sportsman Show through tomorrow. The Howard County Fairgrounds opens today at 10 through 4, 10 to 4 tomorrow. www.mdsportsmanshow.com is the website if you'd like to check that out online and see what kind of vendors are out there. It's the Maryland Sportsman Show at the Howard County Fairgrounds.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Clyde Sports Shop. Caught me off guard there. You only counted down from 30 to 15, 10, 9, 8. No. Clyde Sports Shop. A little frog in the throat. The Ready to Rock sale is ready to rock to a close tomorrow, so get in there this weekend. Everything on sale for rockfish, trolling, baits and lures, all the bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes and all that stuff, and a lot of other stuff on sale, too. All the Shakespeare rods and reels, all the Fluger rods and reels, all the ugly sticks. Look, you got trolling combos. Their lowest price one is $89.95. That's got a Penn 309 and a Shakespeare 6-foot rod with a roller tip and line. That's a pretty good deal for $89.99. Their best-selling, most popular trolling combo is a Penn Warfare 30 level-wind reel with an Andy 6-foot rod, a 20- to 50-pound rod and line for $139.95. And that Warfare by itself, that's a Penn reel, level-wind reel, that's what you need for trolling, is 30 weight is $89.95. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Get in there and get your sale stuff. Oh, by the way, if you have an empty spool, they'll fill your spool with premium monofilament for half price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. 242-6108 is Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, 24/7 fish.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up a government and laws as well. He took over for Washington, so I heard tell it patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
Davy Crockett went to Congress. Yeah, fixed Washington. Doesn't need any fixing today, this day and age, does it? That was a permanent fix he put on it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number here. Love to hear from you. Sometimes, you know, you just come in here and you have no clue what to talk about. None. I think in about a week or 10 days, we're going to have the waterfowl regulations for 2019-2020. As you know, the goose population, and if you've listened to this show at all, has declined. The midwinter survey numbers were not good. So I think for goose hunters, you're probably going to lose that week of Thanksgiving. Not a lot of folks go. Some do. But you're probably going to lose that, and we're going to be reduced from 50 to 30 days in one bird. I think they're going to move everything towards the end, and where you have goose and duck season at the same time, which is pretty cool, actually. So, you know, usually geese goes out, and then you get a few ducks remaining, or the other way around. But now we'll have a decent season this year. Just because of the way I think it's going to be structured. It's still going to be one goose, and you're still going to only have 30 days to hunt Canada geese, but... Hey, well wishes to Tom Slavin from Upper Bay Gun Club. Tom is a director of the Merrill Hunting Coalition, had knee surgery yesterday, and we saw on social media that he's doing well, so surgery went well, so... Look, see you up and around soon there, buddy. So, best wishes to him. Excuse me. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Wish the coffee would kick in. And yes, I did leave my paperwork in the hotel room. So, Robin's going to send us a picture of one of those. And I'll send that to you, and you can do what you want with it.
Oh, I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a smart guy. All right. Hey, Robin, never mind. So.
No, I think she sent it to me.
Oh, she sent it to you?
I think so.
I sent you something.
Okay.
But not the spot schedule, no.
Oh, okay.
No, she was going to take a picture of that and send it. That, I mean, we're surviving.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're good.
Exactly.
Inside baseball here. Let's look at this. Okay. Monty Hawkins is captain of the Morningstar Fishing. Morningstarfishing.com. He's fishing. He's been fishing all winter. Only fishing for tautog right now. Recreational catch estimates become completely untenable. The more I dig, the worse it looks. Have a lot of work coming. MRIP report. 25 truckloads of precast concrete into a barge in Salisbury. A lot of effort. Really, not a lot. Not a lot. No sea bass allowed. Right now, several good trips. I was trying to find a really good fishing report from Captain Monty, and usually he does. This time he's just kind of, I just opened this, so bear with me. Yeah. Short announcement for the tog trip on Sunday, March 24th, kicking around the back 40 trip, which means that he's not going to go far offshore. I can imagine in this wind. Have you been out? Chris, you haven't been out. You haven't been out since last night. But, I mean, it was windy yesterday. I had trouble hanging onto the truck. I mean, I really did. And Robin just thinks I'm a bad driver. But I'm telling you, the wind was kicking.
It was bad.
It was kicking my butt yesterday coming up here with a load of stuff.
I was about to say, crossing a couple bridges that you had to.
Yeah.
I can imagine it was not fun.
Yep. So,
But anyway, she sent me a spot schedule.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll forward this to you. She said, you won't give me Chris's number. I don't know that she ever asked me for your number, but it's all right. I'll give it to her.
Yeah, exactly. You can share it.
I will during a break or something. I'll send it over there.
Thank you, Robin, for listening and for caring. Some people, you know, just can't get that coffee and, you know, get their act together.
Instead of sleeping.
Hey, I don't sleep. I'm here.
That's your job.
Well, your job is to be awake when you come in here.
Touche. Touche. How many days am I not awake?
I will, in all honesty and all kidding aside, it's very, very, very rare. And I tip my hat to you with the fact that since you moved to the Eastern Shore, you come up here. I know you come up here more than once a week, but I can definitely vouch for you coming up here on a Saturday.
Right.
When you could essentially be sleeping, and you leave the house at what?
Three o'clock.
To be here on the air at 5. Not that many people would do that. In fact, a lot of them would say, no way, Jose.
I know. So what's going to happen now after this benefit, we are going to pursue some new sponsors. And hopefully, we'll make this to this radio show where it's to some degree profitable, and that we can purchase the equipment to broadcast from the house. And that means I can get up at 4:30, make a pot of coffee, get loaded up on a cup of coffee before I go on the air, do the show from the house, and go back to bed if I want to, or go fishing or go hunting, because I'll already be there. But this getting up at 2:30, leaving at 3, getting here at 4:30, doing the show till 7, and then getting back home at 9-ish. You know, that's from that's 7 hours or 6.5 hours gone of my day, and I'm exhausted on Saturday. And I'm not a lot of fun to be around in certain days on Saturday. Most of the time I'm my jovial self, right, Robin? And but I'm tired all weekend.
Sure.
Know,
it takes you a couple of days to recoup from
that. Yeah,
and it takes out of your other activities. It takes away from that. Plus, the good thing is, too, I think you had discussed the possibility of making some of this equipment portable.
Yeah.
So, therefore, it gives another facet to the show.
Another facet where if you've got an event or if you've got something coming up that you want, you know, radio coverage from 5 to 7 in the morning. But, you know, not a lot of events start at 5 to 7 in the morning. But fishing tournaments and things like that, you know, going and hunting somewhere, you know, going portable. I'm looking forward to that chapter. I really am. I'm getting excited about that. So,
and then, of course, any of your guests that you have that live on your side of the bay, it's going to be easier for them to participate in the show.
Exactly.
So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, I agree with that. Except for you, because you got to be here and you can't see my smiling face.
Well, I mean, we could Skype or WhatsApp or something like that.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy.
Is that like one of those video phone calls?
Yeah, it's essentially yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But you do it on a computer rather than...
You could do it on your phone.
Do I really want to see you on my phone while I'm talking? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You're in here in the studio looking at me talking.
Yeah, I know. I get that. That's distracting enough.
There you go. I got a face for radio.
410 WCBM 6A. Let's talk about something outdoors, folks. Let's see. Hailstorm, wind, and yeah. Robin says I'm no fun on Saturday. Who's on the air? Or who's on the line? Oh, man. I'm sitting here with the silent auction bid sheet in front of me, looking at it, staring at it. I don't know why I brought it in here. I thought I might have some time to work on this stuff, but that didn't happen. So we're still working. I got to fill out the silent bid sheets and put the labels on the
general raffle stuff. Oh, man. Johnny Baresi, Precision Taxidermy, he donated a beautiful duck mount. If you've ever seen his work, he's got a common scoter mine in his shop right now. He did a beautiful, beautiful wood duck for me. We've got Jason Poole donated a deer shoulder mount. So, you know, you'll be able to work for all that stuff. We've got three coolers. We've got a Yeti 45 quart cooler with a pad that we're going to wheel around. We've got a beautiful cooler from Linex, Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. We put some beer in that, so we'll make sure that gets raffled off. And then there's another one that's a Benelli. It's a Pelican cooler, 35 quart cooler. And that is filled with, I think, a half dozen bottles of cheer. And we'll, you know, so we've got coolers and guns and bows. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. There's Dale in Easton. Hey, Dale, how's the rain treating you?
My son went home yesterday, Alan, and stood in the back porch and made 4 or 5 casts, caught 3 bass and a bluegill in the backyard where we used to rabbit hunt.
You did not. 3 bass and a bluegill.
Yeah, he told me to come over and bring my fly rod. Maybe I might catch a hickory shaver.
It was a little juicy,
you know,
over there.
He's been working over. He works for a construction company. They've been doing some work in Anamota County stormwater management. And he said he's seen signs of pretty good runs of yellow perch in some of the small tributaries, Magothee and the Severn. So
yeah, the Magothee.
Evidently, they had a pretty decent run over there before all this rain hit.
Yep, you're right. You're right about that. So
but over here, it's just I'm telling
so,
you.
Okay, so okay, so what? So what happens, Dale, when there's this much rain? The spawn's going to take place one way or the other.
Yeah, they'll spawn either where they traditionally spawn or down farther. It's kind of a hit or miss thing, Alan. If the water is, depending on temperatures and flows and all, it's sort of a hit or miss thing. If they can get in areas where the egg sacs will be protected, they might successfully spawn. But it's normally not going to be up in some of those other, you know, traditional areas where
right.
they spawn. So
right. Okay. So I mean, it, you know, the they're going to spawn one way or the other because
oh, yes,
that's what they
do.
They'll
drop their egg sacs sooner or later.
Right.
So it might not be optimum time, optimum water temperature, but it'll go.
Yeah, and then Katie bar the door. What's going to happen? Because if they get a pulse or a rainstorm or something like that, we had hail yesterday in Carroll County. I mean, an intense hailstorm.
Yeah.
You know, I missed the whole thing, but. It was pretty intense. I looked out the window and it was wet. And I went, what happened? Sun was shining and the parking lot was wet. I'm making copies at Staples.
Yeah.
And
But
they said, well, it was a terrific hailstorm. It didn't last long. So. But anyway.
Yeah.
So,
listen, I called to wish you a good day today. Success.
Thank you so much. And thank you for your contribution. It was well.
I trust you found a worthy.
Oh, we found a very worthy cause for that. Absolutely.
Good.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good.
So.
Good. Although I've got a real problem over here this morning, Alan. A real serious problem.
Oh.
The coffee maker broke.
Oh. You may have to do a run to the local big box store and get one.
Yeah. It's 15 years old, but I guess it's on its old fat and gray like its owner. So.
It served its owner well. So retire it,
but,
you know, put it in a very special place in the backyard.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but again, I wish you a good day today, sir.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Thanks for weighing in on the perch run. See ya.
All right. You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
And we'll get up and down next week.
No question. I'm up for coffee.
Thanks.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Alan, good.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yep. Jeff, Baltimore City, good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you. I had a question. I haven't called in a while. I used to get in a few calls.
Yeah, I remember, Jeff. Sure.
Thank you. I'm still somewhat of a casual new rock fisherman by land. You may remember I get seasick in a puddle, unfortunately, so I don't do boats. But I've been exploring over the past few years. As a freshwater fisherman, I get around, but some local areas where I can, you know, catch some rockfish. And along, like, and I found some very nice spots right down there near the Inner Harbor.
Yeah.
That, you know, give me some joy after work. I get off at 7 in the morning and go down there for a few hours and have a great time. But I was wondering, because I'm starting to get ready to, trying to get excited about that again, but I haven't quite gotten onto the, I guess you would say, the clock and the flow, and I'm getting excited, but I'm not sure if I should get myself started yet. If there's, in other words, do you know, when might I start thinking there might be a fish up, you know, so far up into the bay, like into the Inner Harbor area? Would, do they hang around there all year?
There's a resident population there, and you can fish that Inner Harbor. Some people may have, I don't know if you've seen other folks fishing there or not. It used to be a pretty good spot. People would go in there and fish, and not, you know,
it's amazing.
Oh, I know. Sure.
I see more than I catch, that's for sure. I put a rattle trap on there, and I see four or five of them come out from, like, underneath those pilings right near the music.
Near
the Inner Harbor. It's like, they're like a fighter squad, or do they come up, and they hit hard.
Yeah, well, why are you waiting? It's time to go, man. It's time to go. So
I was wondering, I guess I haven't really learned, or maybe there would be a nice book to kind of learn. Like, I know the rockfish travel from the north all the way to the south, and the big travel, but evidently there's fish that stay around.
Coming from the south to the north now. They're coming from the southern waters up and into the bay to spawn. But, you know, I'm guessing you could probably catch and release some males right now that are following the females, in that area. But, you know, there's a bunch of good books out there. Keith Walters wrote a book called Catching Chesapeake Stripers. There's Sean Kimbrough has a book out now. Go to your local tackle shop.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In downtown Baltimore and ask them what books they have, you know. So
beautiful store there and a beautiful selection. I guess like I said, like there's those that fish that flow from the north to the south, but then like you said, there's some resident ones, and I'm still learning the flow of there's some that stay and some that come and go, and I didn't know that they would. There are some here maybe all year round.
There are indeed. Yep.
Okay.
Well, you know, the commercial watermen fish on them all year round, and they know. I mean, there's certain. Yeah, of course, there's certain seasons that they come and they go, and there's more and there's less. But you know, we Chesapeake Bay are endemic in the bay. They're everywhere. So, yeah. So
that's good to know. I tell you, down that harbor, I've caught yellow perch, also the yellow white perch. I caught a largemouth bass down there.
Yep.
I've seen giant carp, the best size of my leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah, believe it or not, I love fishing for carp. I do. It's something I haven't done in a while, and I think it's going to be fun to get back into the fishing here a little bit this year now that we get settled down in Easton and things are kind of slowing down to a dull roar, so.
Well, when I'm down there at the harbor, I mean, I see them. I don't even try and catch them because every time I've ever tried to catch a carp, they seem to ignore anything and everything I happen to have. And I generally don't have carp fishing like bait and gear, so I'm not even going to try and haul one up over the.
Just go to the grocery store and spend 79 cents on a can of whole kernel corn.
79 cents.
Whatever, a can of whole kernel corn, and get a little can because it doesn't take much, and string and get a number six or number eight hook, and you know, put it on a top and bottom rig if you want, or just tie a drop sinker on or something, and throw it out there. For a slip sinker would really work well. If you tie a foot long or 2 foot long leader onto a swivel and put a slip sinker above it, you throw it out there. Some corn, and you watch that rod tip start to go down. Okay, it'll come back, it'll go down, it'll come back, it'll go down, it'll come back. And then when that rod goes down for the second or third time, you just raise the rod tip and set the hook, and you've got Mr. Rubber Lips on there, and you are in for the fight of your life.
Wow. And also, I provide some entertainment down there. A lot of tourists and people that are walking around on the.
Oh, they love that.
I hand them the rod, I get a little kids and a lot of tourists, I hand them the rod and let them, they can't believe that I'm catching fish. They watch me from the restaurants catching
right.
the fish over there.
Right. Cool, man. All right, Jeff, if I get down the harbor, I'll look for you. You're the only guy with a fishing rod in his hand.
Pretty much.
All right. Got to roll. Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
See ya. Chuck in Hampstead, good morning. How are you, Chuck?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Just waking up and listening to you. You're losing your voice like you do every year.
Yeah. Every year?
Well, yeah, every year on this, it's a benefit. You always, but by the end of it, you're very hoarse.
Yes, of course. Well, when you sit there and stand there and talk for 5 hours and give stuff away and, you know, make all those announcements, it's true. It's true.
Right.
Yep. So.
Well, I want to thank you and Robin for all your hard work.
Well, thank you for that. We pour a lot into this. There's no question about it.
It shows. It shows.
Yeah. Well, you were there yesterday watching the setup and seeing the signage and, right. you know, seeing the location and all the stuff.
Yeah, and picking up and holding my Raven crossbow that I'm going to learn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell people that. Let me make an announcement real quick. The R10 crossbow turned into an R26, which is this year's model. The R10 wasn't available when we needed it, so we just upgraded. It's what we do. We told everybody they're going to get a Raven crossbow. They're going to get a Raven crossbow.
Right. Right. So yeah, I picked up that thing. That was nice.
It was beautiful.
Oh.
Wasn't that a nice crossbow? No question. Got the little crank on there on the side, and it's a cool piece. No question. No question about it.
I almost tried to walk out with it.
No, it's not going to happen. Unless you have the winning ticket. So.
Well, I was trying to walk out with it yesterday, but there's...
No. The drawing's today.
There's too many people affiliated with the Maryland Hunting Coalition around there. I couldn't do it.
Yep, that's true. Good luck. Good try, though.
Yeah. So, I'm really excited what we'll be able to raise when we auction my print off.
I want to go for that. I think somebody should really, you know, pay attention to that. For it's a good cause for the physically challenged bow hunters of America. PCBA. Yeah, indeed. So,
right. But you have one. You made a mistake in her name. Her name's Pat, not Pamela.
Oh, it is Pamela.
No, it's
Pat.
In the brochure.
Oh,
her
it's Pat.
Pat.
Where'd I get Pamela? I don't know. Okay, we'll fix it. All right.
Yeah, I noticed that one.
Well, you'll come up when it's time to auction.
Yeah.
Off, okay?
Right.
All right, buddy.
All right. See you later.
See you later. Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, Dave in Perry Hall.
Hey, Alan. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Got a question for you.
Yes.
Can you? I have a question for you.
You got a question for me. Go ahead.
Can you hold on through the news or call back right when the show starts in the next hour?
I will wait.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. We just came right up against a break. And
no problem.
Thank you, Dave. I do want to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Dave is on hold. It's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, they're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9. Easy to get to. Everything rockfish related, all the trolling baits and lures, like, you know, the bucktails, the umbrellas, and parachutes, they're all on sale. Through tomorrow, okay? You can save on premium monofilament line at half price. Just 1 cent a yard. Bring your empty spools. They'll install new line for you. That doesn't include the braided Power Pro line. It's just the monofilament. And it's, you know, Berkeley and Strand and Shakespeare and all the good ones. Pen reels on special. The Warfare. Beautiful trolling rig, 30 weight level wind at $89.95. Trolling combos start at $89.95, and their most popular trolling combo with that Penn Warfare and an Andy rod, $139.95. Shakespeare Fluger all on sale. Rods and reels. Ugly sticks are on sale. And they go see the collection of St. Croix rods while you're there. Licenses, rod and reel repairs, live bait, lures, hooks, lead weights, all that stuff. Perch, trout, panfish. Clyde Sports Shop. 242-6108. 410-247-3474 is the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, the Maryland Sportsman Show takes place this weekend at the Howard County Fairgrounds. That's just off exit 80 on Route 70. You know where it is, out there on 70. Waterfowl calling contest today, cornhole contest tomorrow, NWTF turkey calling competition as well. Admission's just $8 and opens at 10 today till 4, 10 to 4 tomorrow. 100 exhibitors, seminars all weekend, events. Check it out online at mdsportsmanshow.com. And if you like to make it out there, I'm sure they'd be glad to see you. Sounds like a good time. We will be back after the news and with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. I'm Alan Ellis saying to you, get out, stay safe.